And the Helen Suzman Foundation and Corruption Watch have applied to be admitted as friends of the court in proceedings instituted by the Executive Director of the Independent Police Investigative Directorate, Robert McBride, against Police Minister Becky Cele. Director of the Helen Suzman Foundation, Francis Antoni, joins me on the line now. Francis, good evening to you. Thank you for your time. Why do you want to participate in this case?
Well, the HSF has a long-standing involvement in and it's got a commitment to ensuring the institutional independence of state entities, whether that's the SABC or ESCOM, as we are also doing. And we are especially focused on those tasked with the fight against corruption, and that's the policing, that's the NPA, and also the judiciary. And we want those organizations, those institutions to be functioning as well as they possibly can. So it's within that context of our mandate, of our history of involvement, going back a decade of litigation and research. So that gives us a setting. The second point I want to just make is that more than 2 years ago, when Robert McBride fought his unlawful suspension by the former Minister of Police, we were the amicus in that court as well, and it went from the High Court straight to the Constitutional Court, and we were the amicus in the Constitutional Court as well, and the court did rely on our record here of in previous cases when it came to independence. And this begins, and thus begins the first of the problems. The Constitutional Court gave Parliament 2 years in which to fix the IPED Act. There's a clear judgment and there are clear orders. And the 2 years were up last September, that's September 2018, on the 6th of September. And the bill is still floating somewhere in the region of the NCOP. We've given both oral and written presentations to Parliament saying this is not good enough. Parliament has overrun its course now. The Speaker has written to the Constitutional Court. So in part, we've got to this difficult stage now because Parliament didn't do what it was supposed to do in the time it was allocated to do it. So that's the first big problem.
Yes.
The second problem is a technical problem, and it really just focuses on one particular section of the existing IPED Act, Section 63B. And it's not about dismissal or it's not about appointment. It's about renewal procedures. And it's unclear here. We take a different view from the view that Mr. McBride takes, and also the minister. The minister, I'm afraid, jumped the gun in late January by writing to McBride saying he was not going to renew his appointment. Now, the minister has clearly not read the judgment, nor have his advisers, because that is exactly the issue around which McBride won the case in the Constitutional Court. It's not for the minister to intervene. The minister has backtracked wonderfully now, saying, well, actually, he'll be advising the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee, which also hasn't done its work in the last 2 years.
So Francis, I mean, that leaves you with, I would think, a little bit of a dilemma here with if the legislation remains unfinished. What argument do you hope to present to the court?
We're going to say that it's the court's judgment is very clear. There has to be independence, both in terms of appointments, in terms of dismissal and of renewal. And looking at all the judgments that we've been involved in around this matter, we come to an astonishing conclusion that it's not for either the minister or the portfolio committee to make this decision at this point, but it's incumbent on the executive director to indicate whether he wants to spend another 5 years in office. And
how is that even possible, though, for the incumbent to be given the right to decide his own fate?
And I think it is a difficult one, and I concede that, but all the logic of the cases points to that, and I'm going to be very interested to see what happens in court tomorrow, because we've got two problems here. One is parliamentary oversight, that we would have thought would be the appropriate place for this sort of exercise of power. And the other is ministerial oversight. And in terms of the court's ruling, I don't believe that the minister has the oversight or has the capacity to do this. And Parliament hasn't fixed up the bill. And we warned Parliament last year. We're going to arrive at a position which is going to be quite difficult for everyone. And I'm looking forward to seeing how argument goes tomorrow. And I'll let you know later on how it went.
Love to hear from you, Francis, to get an update then. Just one last question, please.
Yes.
Why do you think Parliament has been so tardy about getting this legislation cleared up?
You can take a range of options here. Was it incompetence? Was it corruption? Was it something else? But we warned them that this would happen, and they haven't fixed up the bill. And they produced a bill, and a very, very inadequate one. And we warned them that these are the problems that they'll face. And now we're facing them.
All right, Francis, it looks like it's going to take a bit of work resolving this one. Thank you very much for your insight into that story and the legal background you've given so that we can understand that. Francis Antoni is director of the Helen Suzman Foundation.